Hey, we're back on the Ritter Ranch. We're shooting a commercial. And that's actually Gary Goodman, who is a very handsome guy, don't you think? I wonder how much we had to pay Gary for that shot. Part of our cool music, which is another important part of our show, as you know, finding the very exciting buzz cuts, cutting edge artists. Now, some of these people are our actual crew. Some of these people are actors. Can you believe that? Now, believe it or not, this represents a sense of reality. Because there are many people involved with the decision making, especially when you're talking about a commercial. You've got the advertisers, the advertising agency, the people who actually pay for the spots, which are the client, of course, and then the creative people who are involved with the creation of the commercial. And the production personnel, in this case, the director. You can see it's very hard work. You can see all the men are very excited about this. The men in Chris's life, how do they feel about her kissing an actor? Let's see. By the way, we often do this on set when we see a dynamic that is just so honest and natural that at the end you want to capture it on film. So sometimes the actors don't know that they're getting filmed. I'll let you guess whether they knew it this time. See, the crew is getting a little hot. The Clio Award is an award given to advertising for the best commercials, best directing. It's kind of like the Oscars for commercials. Yet another hairstyle for Chris. Get to vote. Tell us what you like. Horse frolicking. Did Danny make the right choice in buying that horse? Oh, another metaphorical conversation. Well, here we go. Too bad the commercial cameras aren't on them. That could be another Clio Award. Go. It's the Kissarama. The best kissers. You vote. Who did you like the most? Now, do you think there's real wine in that glass? What do you think? I'll let you guess about that too. Now, you may have heard this before, but shooting in this trailer is probably one of the most difficult aspects of the wildfire production because it's such a tight space and everything has to be done in a style called handheld camera shooting, in which the camera literally is held by the operator and has to move in very, very tight quarters. Now, Bradford May, the director, has made great use of his handheld and moving shots not necessarily handheld. Sometimes they're on what is called a dolly and on tracks, which you saw during the commercial. Sometimes they're on what is called a steady cam, which is a moving camera constantly. It's a great way to do walking and traveling shots. So, who's there? Who's he waiting for? Is this it? Poor Junior got stood up, didn't he? Now, it's a special technique that we use to light so that you can get a sense of what time of day. This is a nighttime shot that we light especially to give the glow of exterior lights from the street looking into the window. This is a stage set, so we have to create a natural environment. That's why you have a lot of natural light that pours in seemingly from the windows, but in fact it's all illumination that we create. This is an actual location, an alley location. A lost moment, perhaps. And here it is, the stare down between these two women. Who's going to capture Junior's heart? Who won the battle? Who's going to win the war? Stay tuned. It's going to get better. As I say, you haven't seen anything yet.